into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can get all your sex information, improve your sex life. Millions of people have, and you should join too. You should become a Friends with Benefits member is what you should do. So you can receive 4 shows a week of Sex with Emily, and I'll answer your emails right away. If you're a Friends with Benefits member, your emails go right to the top. We get hundreds of emails, thousands of emails from listeners, and I'm your personal sex coach when you become a Friends with Benefits member. But we love all of our listeners. And happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How you doing, man?
I was just laughing a little bit because every time you don't hear yourself loudly, you talk quietly. Like, you bring it the
Must
level down
Must we discuss
even more.
Technical issues every day?
Yes.
Oh, so I hate when you roll your eyes at me.
So the listeners know what's going on. That's
I understand. I understand, Menace.
I must explain it and laugh.
Ha ha ha. That's
my favorite.
It's hilarious.
What's going on?
Nothing. Well, today's show, I'm very excited. We have David Misne. He's the author of, not the author, he has a website called divorcedatingtips.com. And it helps men, and I guess women can learn from this too, but it's mostly geared towards men getting back into the dating pool after they've been single for a while, been divorced for a while, and now they're single, and they don't know how to like negotiate and get into the dating pool again. So he has really great tips. Because we get a lot of emails from listeners who are like, I've been with one woman for the last 20 years. What do I do now? So he's got a really robust DVD series that he sells. You can also stream it online, and we're going to talk about that shortly.
Do you have a subdomain of shareyourmisery.com?
No,
you should pick that one up.
Yeah.
GoDaddy, $9.
Exactly. How you doing, Menace?
I'm good. What's I had a wonderful weekend in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Anaheim, I guess.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I got to go to that thing that I was talking about. A lot of listeners from the Sex with Emily show followed me online and saw all my photos from Club 33. And if you didn't hear before, Club 33 is this private club at Disneyland where you get to go to this restaurant / bar, and it's not open to the public. And it has – I mean, if you want to try to become a member, you have to wait 14 years.
Wow.
And it was amazing.
You're so VIP.
I'm so VIP. I had the best steak in my life at this place. It was so good, and it was such a fun experience.
Did they treat you to dinner, or did you have to buy dinner?
We all paid.
Right. Okay.
And the bill was like $450.
Right.
Like
That's nice.
Yeah. It was really.
Did you get arrested this time?
I did not get arrested.
Oh, I thought you were going to get arrested. I thought it'd be a good story.
I paced myself really well.
That's good. Except for you called me drunk on Saturday night.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Because one of my friends that I was with, this guy, he was like, he's a giant. He's like 6'2", 6'3", or something like that. And I was, you know me, I'm always checking my Instagram, and we were at the Tiki Bar.
Right.
At the Disneyland Hotel, just drinking, and our intern was drinking a 40 on Instagram, and he's like,
Kelsey,
oh.
My assistant, yeah.
He's like, who's that chick, blah, blah, ask her if she wants the D. So I called you to get her number.
And what's the D means? Does she want the D, my dick?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I wasn't clear on that. I'm sorry, I didn't know the lingo of you kids today.
Yeah,
I was like, no, I'm not giving you Kelsey's number, and then I did.
I was like, just give it to me.
Just give it to me.
Just
so,
give it to me.
Like, she's got a boyfriend, whatever, just give it to me. I'm like, you're gonna get arrested? You're like, I might,
that's how I roll.
That was hilarious, and then you called me again, but I didn't answer, so I was watching a movie.
Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah. it was an amazing weekend.
That's good.
It was one of the best weekends I've ever had.
Oh, my God. I loved it. I know my Instagram was blowing up with all your shit.
I know. What were you doing?
I was watching a movie. You know what movie I watched that I had never seen? Closer. Do you ever see that with Natalie Portman, Julia Roberts, Clive Owen, and what's-his-face who cheated on Sienna Miller?
Don't know.
What the hell's his name?
Never even heard of the movie.
Right,
but
exactly.
I do like
it's good.
Natalie
it's from
Portman.
Like 5 years ago. It was hot. She's like a stripper. It's very disturbing because they all cheat on each other.
Yeah.
And
which you would totally be into.
I know, but it made me feel bad about my cheating past. So I actually was like relating and then repulsed and relating and then repulsed.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of a deep psychological torture, but it was a really good movie. And I did that, and I watched movies, and I watched what else did I do? I watched a lot of Bethany. I've been kind of watching a lot lately. I'm not in love with her.
Why?
I don't find her a little annoying. A little whiny.
Why?
I don't know. Just a little bit.
She's funny.
I know.
She just makes fun of things.
I know.
She's not whining.
A little bit. So I was watching that, and then I tried to watch the Academy Awards last night, which were painfully boring. Billy Crystal, please, like so boring.
I just learned something right before the show.
What?
I thought the Academy Awards and the Oscars were two different things.
Yeah, you just learned that. You've been in media for how many years?
Yeah. You mentioned, oh, yeah, did you watch the Academy Awards? And I was like, wasn't that the Oscars?
Yeah, same. I know, it's confusing. So, I understand.
I didn't get to see it, but I was watching clips. I was in the car on the
And everyone was like live tweeting about it.
I hate live tweeting, by the way. But so I unfollow those people. But like the news sites will like post video clips.
Right,
so
exactly.
I was watching it. And Sacha Baron Cohen, did you see that? With Ryan Seacrest.
What did he do? He poured ashes on him or something?
Yeah, it was like one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but everyone's talking about it.
Oh my God.
I know, it's like everywhere, but I didn't have time. I've been like prepping for the show and doing other things.
Yeah.
But I had a dream. So Christopher Plummer, do you know who he is? Mm-mm. He probably wouldn't. And he won Best Supporting Actor. And do you ever see the movie Sound of Music?
The Sound of Music? No.
Years ago.
I know of it.
It came out like in 30 years with Julie Andrews. Yeah. And he played the father, and it's all about like, the orphan family and in Austria, like his family's not orphaned, sorry. His wife dies and then not Julie Roberts, Julie Andrews. Did I say Julie Roberts? Julie Andrews comes in, she becomes a nanny, and they sing like, climb every mountain, follow it. Anyway, it's my favorite movie of all times. And Christopher Plummer, he's like 82 when he won Best Supporting Actor. He's never won it before. I had a dream that I kissed him last night.
Wow.
And I told him that my favorite movie was Sound of Music, and it was really disturbing that I kissed him. But I loved him. He was my favorite movie. So that was my highlight that he won.
So you really
– I wanted him to get up and sing, I am 16 going on 17. Did you know any of these songs?
No.
Okay.
But I did get to touch a table that was in Mary Poppins. That was very exciting.
Cool.
Mary Poppins.
Sounds like a good time.
What you're explaining right now.
It is very Mary Poppins. Like, I can't believe it's my favorite movie. But when I was younger.
But I think there's something deep in that dream where you're like, maybe you're into like really old guys.
Yeah. Right? Maybe I want like 82-year-olds. You know, maybe I've been fishing in the wrong pond.
Maybe you have.
I don't know. But you I made out with Christopher Plummer.
You know,
and he wanted to have a threesome. It was weird. It was a totally effed up dream.
You know, they have a lot of life experience. They can probably show you a couple things.
Yeah, exactly. He's old and he thanked his wife profusely and cried. I mean, like, he's married and whatever. But I don't know why I had that dream. It was disturbing. I just wanted to share it.
Okay.
I got to tell you about our sponsors. Adam and Eve is awesome. You can buy any sex toy, any porn you want, lingerie. They've got thousands and thousands of items on their website. You get 50% off most items, free shipping, and a free mystery gift item, plus the Kim Kardashian sex DVD. They will throw that in the Kim Kardashian DVD. So please check them out. We love Adam and Eve, and we love you too. We want you to have better sex.
We also love Stitcher. We're at the Stitcher Studios right now. You can download the app. I did that many years ago, but over the weekend I used it, and I played some old shows for people to listen to and stuff like that.
Our shows?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they like them?
Yeah. You just download the app. It's free. They're not our sponsor. We just hang out at their studios. And you just type in Sex with Emily and it streams right.
Did people like our show?
Yeah. They enjoyed it.
People like us.
We listened to it in the car. Yeah.
And we're going to be on Playboy Radio this Friday night. So if you've got Sirius XM, we're going to be on at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And and we're also going to be on Extreme Talk 165 at 6 o'clock. We're like taking over Sirius XM this weekend.
I know. And then also what's cool, we just got to figure out, but we're going to have live calls. I know a lot of people, we record the show during the day. You're working. You can't call in. But it's going to be at night and you have no excuse.
No excuse not to call at 7 o'clock. We'll give you more information as the week goes on. So I have the results of our latest poll, and I have to say I was quite shocked.
What was the poll again?
Okay. How do you take care of your hair down there? What?
I'm glad because I just remembered. I had such the great conversation about hair down there.
About pubic hair. Okay, fill me in after I read the results. Okay, how do you take care of your hair down there? This is related because last week we did a whole show about grooming. What the trends in grooming, what people like, what they don't like. You can check that show out. So, okay, here's what people felt. 4% said, wait, people do that. 11% said pubic pattern. They like a landing strip, so they like a little hair. Only 15% said au naturel. Oh, no. I guess that's not surprising. I had this wrong. Forget
yeah,
it.
I was like.
No. This is what was surprising. Au naturel. So 15% though want a bush, which is fine. 25% said boldly bald. Nothing. And 45% wanted it trimmed and tasteful. That's what was surprising. Is that I thought boldly bald with nothing would win. But 45%, almost half the people wanted a little trimmed. They wanted it a little hair.
I think times are changing. Yeah,
times they are changing.
While I was drunk at the Tiki Bar at the Disneyland Hotel, which you should, if you're down there, always go to.
Okay,
it is amazing.
It's
called Trader Sam's. I know there's like restaurants out there called Trader Sam's, but the name of the the spot is called Trader Sam's. I was there with there was three women and seven guys, right? We're all talking. Then I don't know why, but the whole thing came up about trimming down there. And the girls are like, well, what do you guys prefer, right. You know? And all of us were like, oh, you know, maybe a little bit down there, but that's right. About it. And these girls seemed shocked about that.
What'd they think?
That guys thought that way. Like, oh, this is like what we prefer. Mm-hmm. It's like nothing or just like maybe a landing strip.
And what did they think?
What were they expecting you to say? They're thinking guys that don't really care that much.
Oh, they were surprised he was just a strong opinion about it.
Yeah, that we were very passionate about.
Either no hair or trimmed and tasteful, like our people say. Yeah, that's funny. It's a good topic of conversation. Anytime that you know you're sitting around a dinner table and gets dull, just bring up grooming down there.
I know.
People love it.
Especially when you're intoxicated off like crazy glowing drinks and stuff.
Glowing drinks? Does your insides glow after you drink it?
No.
That'd be really cool. They should invent that.
They should.
They probably do.
A glow-in-the-dark toilet, which I thought was an amazing invention. I don't know
why. It's interesting you don't miss a toilet.
Yeah, I'm like, why wasn't this around before?
I don't know. You could just put glow sticks around your toilet, too, if you wanted to.
Yes, it seems like too much work for
me. A little bit cheesy. I know. I'm not going to do that, but it's a good thing. So we've got a little bit of sex in the news for you here today. The history's worst Oscars is what the news has been saying. This year's Academy Awards were the most boring in modern history. Apparently, host Billy Crystal's hearing aids were causing some sort of feedback sound, and it was an annoying glitch. He started off the show just like he did in previous times, and he does a tape segment where he inserts himself. It was so like inserts himself into the movies, mm-hmm. into the best, and he had Justin Bieber, and he's like, I'm trying to get the 18 to 24 audience. Like, it wasn't that funny, though. Like, Billy Crystal is not – I admit that like in his day, like, comedic genius. But you come back every year, it's his ninth time hosting, and he's the same jokes. It was so lame.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I got to give him some credit. They didn't have that much time to prepare with him because it was supposed to be Eddie Murphy. You know that, right?
No. What happened with Eddie Murphy?
Well, the producer of the Oscars made like a gay slur in an interview. And the producer of the Oscars also did like Tower Heist or something, some movie that they just did together. So the producer like backed down. So then Eddie Murphy backed down. So then that's why they got Billy Crystal.
Oh, my God. They're like, who can we find? And they're like, find him in the like geriatric home. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. He's not that old. But still, that's mean, right?
A little mean, yeah.
Well, he kept making old jokes and like it was just not funny. It was depressing. I really turned the channel and watched other stuff.
The Sacha Baron Cohen thing, which you said that you have not seen.
I know the gist. He spilled some ashes.
Yeah, he dressed up as a dictator and he was carrying around Kim Jong-il's ashes and he was doing an interview with Ryan Seacrest, and during the interview, he spilled the ashes all over
Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, all over Ryan Seacrest in his tuxedo, and you can just see that Ryan Seacrest was pissed, but he didn't lose it because it was live television.
Right.
And it was pretty hilarious.
Well, I saw the wrap up later. Ryan Seacrest came back to like mm-hmm. the red carpet desk with Julie, Rancic.
And
Kelly Osbourne, who's so annoying, and she's also doing the red carpet.
Kelly, yeah, because she's
pink hair. Why? Who cares?
Because she's on a fashion.
Okay, whatever.
Show,
it's stupid. So anyway, he was like, "Oh yeah." So here's what happened. He was like mm-hmm. playing it cool. He's like, "It was really funny, and at least I always have a second jacket with me because I come prepared for the Oscars in case I spill anything." And he made it seem like it was hilarious. But at the moment, if you watch it, he's annoyed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely annoyed.
So he says that he was
down. You guys have to look it up on YouTube.
The dictator.
Yeah.
Let's look it up. Okay. So also the new survey, Americans prefer brains over beauty. I don't know if I believe this, but George Clooney did not win the Academy Award, but remains the darling of Americans young and old, according to a new survey released today by Smart USA. Turns out Americans rank brains far higher than beauty or brawn and also agree that less is more in terms of conspicuous consumption.
The Academy of Awards is not the general public voting, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's a bunch of old uppity people.
It's a bunch of white men. That's not accurate.
No, but it's not the Academy Awards vote. It's a different people that polled it, and they're saying that like, contrary to what you might think, that the Academy Awards, all this glamour that they want George Clooney, they're saying that they think that George Clooney and Reese Witherspoon would make greater partners over Megan Fox or Alex Rodriguez just because they're good looking. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that we like brains over beauty.
Yeah.
I don't think that a lot of men agree with that.
He didn't win the Academy Award?
George Clooney?
Do you know?
Yeah, I do know who got it. Best actor, Jean Dujardin from The Artist.
Oh, God.
Did you see it?
No, I don't.
You never will. Why?
Because it's just cool to like it. That's why.
No, I think it was a great artistically acclaimed film, which I did not see. I didn't see any of the movies except for Monster.
I don't need to watch it because everyone's called.
Moneyball.
Just thinking it's cool. That's why.
No, Menace, get over it. It's a really good movie, I think. I want to see it. You don't know. Seen it, but I think I really like it.
Because all your cool friends think it's cool.
Yeah, my friends are cool. On contrary to your friends.
Okay.
Okay, 1 in 10 couples sleep in separate beds for a better sex life.
Yeah, study. That happens on the Kardashians with Scott and Kourtney Kardashian.
Right. 1/10 of couples who live with each other sleep in separate beds, and with a fifth do so for a better sex life, a study has found. While the most common reason for separate beds was excessive snoring volume was 24%, other reasons included leading it to better getting better sleep 23% and better sex 19%, while others said it's because of arguments. But the study showed that 77% of people found it strange that couples don't share the bed every night. But half stated that they 57% stated that if they argue with their partner, they would sleep in separate beds. But if it helps improve people's sex life, they don't say why. I guess it's just the distance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you, every night you're together and you're like, oh, really? We're in bed. We're reading books. We're not having sex anymore. I could see if it's really helping your sex life, then I don't see a problem with that. But I love the cuddling and the sleeping with someone.
Yeah, I totally understand the snoring thing now. Holy crap. Over the weekend, my buddy.
Ugh, it's the worst.
It's the loudest snorer ever that I ever encountered in my life.
Yeah, that's annoying. I can't date a guy like that.
We were in a giant hotel room, right? So I decided, you know what? I have to go to the other side of the room. We had like this little like hallway and then went into like another small room. I went all the way down to the hallway and slept on the floor in the other room, and it was still so loud that I could not go back.
You gotta travel with earplugs. That's annoying. Like, I can't sleep with someone who snores. It makes me crazy.
Apparently, I snore. I don't know that, but I guess it's not that bad.
Right.
But I should, like, you should try the nose thing.
Those things that separate your nose. Yeah, do that.
Do they really work?
I think they do work, yeah.
Because you don't know. You're sleeping.
Exactly, true. But if someone's snoring, I can't fall asleep. It makes me crazy. I'll kick him out of my bed and tell him, send him home. Here's $10 for a cab. Seriously, it makes me friggin' insane.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into some emails.
What do you
got? You can always email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. We love getting your emails. We love hearing from you. And you can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily. And you can follow White Menace and all those places at White Menace.
Yeah. Do Instagram. It's my favorite.
I know. You were like a little too much with the Instagram though.
Oh, I didn't?
Yeah, you do a little.
No, it just seems because you don't follow that many people. So all you see is my photos.
Yeah, I'm like, really, Menace again? This is what you had for breakfast and lunch and dinner? Do I care?
You just don't follow enough people. That's why it just seems that I post a lot.
You post a lot.
No. Like what? I had 6 photos for almost the entire weekend.
Okay. Got it.
Maybe some late night ones.
It's fine. I mean, I appreciate you, Madison. I like your photos. I'm just saying there's a lot of them. But, you know, you take great pictures and they're interesting and you like people like you. Okay. I think we're just going to read, since our guest is so interesting, he has so much to say today, I'm just going to read the email that is relating to your topic and then we're going to get into you.
Okay, cool.
David. Okay. Dear Emily, life after divorce. I'm a newish listener and a new Friends with Benefits subscriber. Love the show and love you and Madison's banter back and forth. My question, I'm 28 years old and recently divorced. It's been over a year since the separation, aka over a year since I've had sex. I've had a couple dates here and there, had some fun, but haven't had sex with anyone since my divorce. To complicate matters more, my ex was the only person I've ever slept with. Now, as I re-enter the dating pool, my nerves are racked. I don't know how to bring up my divorce to guys I date. Should I? If so, when and how? I'm afraid being divorced so young will scare guys off. Also, after 7+ years marriage with the same guy and only one sex partner, I'm nervous as hell. I want to have sex, but mentally keep getting in my own way. Any advice on getting past my mental roadblocks and getting back to having fun? The young divorcee. She's from Raleigh, North Carolina, and she's a premium Friends with Benefits member, which is why we're answering her email. So let's pull the camera back. You know, you can watch the show. You can watch and listen to the show. You can always watch video. There's David. Hi, David.
Hi, Emily.
Should we have David moving a little closer?
He's been so quiet.
I know.
Yeah, it's
David Mizne. Your thing, just listening to you.
Yeah. Okay. So David Mizne has a website called divorcedatingtips.com.
Yes.
And it's mostly geared towards men, right?
It is.
But I think that you could help us answer this question here.
Yeah, this is a great question because it goes to like the heart of the product that I've developed.
Right? We didn't even make it up.
Yeah.
Right. Not that we ever have.
Basically, it's all about like realigning yourself with, you know, getting ready to get back into that dating pool again. divorce is a terrible thing. You go through all these, you know, hard emotions. You're sad, you're angry, you're insecure. And how do you get back out there? And she's saying she was having a hard time, you know, getting her head in the right space. And, I mean, to go to the product, the first chapter is basically all about that. It's about getting back in, getting your head in the right space, you know, moving past the bad emotions, all that's happened to you, and just freeing yourself up so you can date again.
Well, what are some ways that you do that?
What I recommend is putting it down on paper, like making it real.
Yeah, I always tell people, like, write down what you want, what you've been through, what your issues are.
Yeah.
Kind of taking like a personal inventory of where you've been, where you want to go, what your future looks like, what kind of person you're looking for.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say to you, young divorcee, that you are feeling all the normal things that you're supposed to be feeling. And it's okay that you're feeling a little nervous, and it's okay that you are feeling like you're getting in your own way. And we're going to teach you today how to get out of your own way. Because, you spelled this out completely. Like, so many people could relate. Like, this could come from so many different people who are divorced. Like, I think they all experience this. So we hear from men and women who are like, I don't even remember how to kiss someone new. I've been with one person for 20 years. Like, how do you have sex with someone else? How do you open up again? And so let's get into that now. Let's get into your product, okay? Yeah. So it's divorcedatingtips.com. And, okay, the mission is offer divorced men who haven't been in the game a while an opportunity to get back in the saddle with as little of a learning curve as possible. You aim to educate and assist in becoming a successful online dater without having to learn the hard way. So you really focus on online dating.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it today. I mean, if you don't have time, if you're divorced, you have kids, it's a great way to meet women.
Really? So you don't even talk about like how to approach a woman at the grocery store?
I do talk a little bit about part of like building that sexual energy up and getting back in the right headspace is, you know, smiling at women you might see throughout your day. Don't be creepy. You know,
it's, no, don't be creepy smile.
No creepy smile, but, you know, smile, get that smile back. And that helps to build and kind of bring out that confidence again and get you back into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
But
so when do you think people should start dating after divorce? Is there like a should? Is there a time that they should wait?
That's real individual. I mean, that's how, depending on how you feel.
And say the next day.
I say get on.
Yeah,
get
throw up. Them in the gutter and get another, as they say.
Throw them in the gutter. Got to get under to get over.
Yeah. Yeah, I was always like hesitant about online dating, like actual dating websites. But I keep on meeting more and more people because it's so common these days. Like, I'll go, wow, you're not a weirdo at all. You're cool. And I actually met like this amazing woman over the weekend who was part of the group of people that I was with. And she is a lawyer, like super hot, right? And just got engaged. They met on OkCupid. And her fiance is a rocket scientist. Like, these people, like, is like a power couple already, you know? And just through online dating. Before that, I was just like, oh, it's all Craigslist weirdos that, you know, they just want to get laid. But, you know, it's actually it does work. And for your website, the divorce thing, do you find people – like, the main advice I would give, though, is not carrying the baggage from the past relationship into the new one. I think that's the biggest problem.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah. And, you know, that's why you make that list. And I recommend burning the list. Burn it.
Yeah.
Bury it. Whatever you want to do.
Right, like, write down all your baggage and then, like, burn it.
Move on.
Throw it out of an airplane. My friend did that. She threw her list out of an airplane. She jumped out of an airplane and, like, wrote a list and, like, threw it in the air.
It's so hard for people, though. They just can't let it go. They think, like, the stuff that happened to them in the past is going to happen to them with the new person that they're with.
It's hard to get rid of that stuff because you literally, your brain becomes wired. You become trained to think a certain way that every guy is going to treat that way or every woman's going to treat the same way. Yeah. And they don't, which is something that you are working on.
What? No. Not that.
I think you need to.
And I hate to use this as an example, but it's such in the public eye that it's perfectly what we're talking about. But on the Jersey Shore, there's
a moment. We have to give him this.
Divorce dating tips does not advocate the Jersey Shore.
No. But there's this girl, JWoww, who's actually the least craziest one on there. She's dating a guy, but she has such bad past history of like dating like crazy screw up dudes that it's affecting her current relationship, and her current man like called her on it. It's like,
you know, I've heard that, you know, the mind is a better follower than a leader.
Yeah.
And it's hard, like getting in that space where you're actually controlling your thoughts.
Exactly.
Because you move through it. Mm-hmm. It takes a little bit of, you know, whatever you need to do, you meditate, whatever the process is.
Yeah.
And you get rid of those types of thoughts and you slowly like begin to open up, because when you're feeling good about it, it's seamless. Like you're just going to meet people and it's going to be great. You're going to have fun with it. As opposed to like, oh, I'm thinking like in the email she was saying, what should I bring up, my divorce?
Right. I was going to ask you that, because that comes up a lot. People like think it's this horrible thing that they went through and that everyone's going to judge them. And I don't think that people judge on being divorced. Maybe some people do. But I mean, you shouldn't judge on someone being divorced. Do you?
The only things I would want to know if a girl told me that she was divorced, are you still in contact with that person? Is there something that you're going through, like, I don't know, alimony checks or something like that? Or do you have actually – do you have a child with this person? You know, there's a lot of things.
I would say to wait on, you know, like don't throw it out there on your first date or even when you're chatting online. You know, there's no reason to do that. You know, build a little chemistry first and see how it's
working. Exactly. You don't need to share all that stuff at the beginning. In fact, I always say you should never talk about your past relationships on a first date. Ever, like whether you love them or hate them. My best friend's my ex. I hate my ex. Whatever it is, you shouldn't even bring it up. Like, get to know the person you're sitting across from. Yeah. The past doesn't matter. Like, talk about your interests, your mutual interests, whatever's going on in your life currently.
But I do want to know this information, though. Like, eventually.
Maybe third date.
Yeah, but the only thing I would be hesitant with is, you know, if you still had a relationship with that person.
Right.
I don't know. That'd be kind of hard for me to go through. To be like, oh, my girlfriend is talking to her ex-husband again, you know?
Yeah, but
it's like some people are cool because I know that you have relationships like that all the time, and it's great.
I'm friends with my exes.
Right.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, you got to think about the other person that you're with and how they feel.
No,
about
that's
it.
True. You always got to check in with them about that. So, how do you? So you really advocate like finding the right dating site and how to meet women online. So how do we start with? What do you do? How do you find the right site?
Yeah, there's. Hundreds,
so
thousands
many.
Of sites.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah. You know, if you're just general, it's good to go to some of the bigger players. I used a bunch of sites, and I'm currently on several. I use one of the interesting sites is speeddate.com. They because you can do like they have pop up little date windows, like chats you can
oh,
do
it's like
right
speed
as you
dating
log
online?
In. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I like speed dating.
Yeah. So that works well. And, you know, but there's also specialties. There's all kinds of, they have like religious concerns, or you like a certain ethnicity, and so you can go to the specialty sites. Like,
okay.
Yeah. JDate.
Yes, I started there.
ChristianMingle.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's the other one that I was – there was the Mormon one that my friends are always on.
Just for fun? Are they Mormon?
No, they're Mormon. They're like, oh, yeah. There was like a term for it. I forget what it's called.
Right.
But they – like
UtahDate.com.
No, it was like three letters, and then that you would put in your profile so people would know that, oh, yeah, I'm a
– The code.
Yeah, it's the code that I'm a Mormon. I'm looking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's a code. Okay. So you talk about in your video that you have like a little intro video on your website or a big intro video. You talk about regaining confidence and loving energy.
Yes.
Is going to love this. But loving energy.
Oh.
I thought you were going to judge me on that. What do you think? What is that exactly? What do you mean?
Well,
how do you gain it? You think because you've lost it and you need to bring it back because you're probably feeling insecure and beating yourself up. And
all that. It's tough to go through a divorce. It's tough. I mean, anytime you leave a relationship where you're with somebody and you really cared about them and, you know, things kind of deteriorate, and especially there's infidelity or something really bad happens. So, you know, just it's focusing your energy, just, you know, doing those things, making that list, throwing it out, meditating.
Talk to me more about the list. You keep bringing up the list. Okay, so I want to write a list. I just got divorced. What do I write down first?
Whatever
you're feeling.
Hoes.
Don't trust them.
Don't trust them hoes.
I hate so-and-so. You
prenup,
broke my heart.
Prenup.
Yeah.
Never again. Yeah. I'm sorry. Whatever, you know, all the stuff that you need to get out of you. Like
just
all this.
Purge it. Purge all it. Online. Right.
Yeah.
Write it all down. Okay.
You bitch. I mean, sorry.
Whatever it is. Get rid of it and then get rid of it.
Yeah.
And then like get it all out. Talk to your friends. Go to therapy. I always advocate therapy after everything. But after divorce, for sure. Therapy is really healthy to figure. Because if you're not sure. I have a lot of friends who've gone through breakups and they're like blaming their husband or blaming their, you know, wives. And I think takes two to tango, as my mom used to say. My brother and I were kept fighting. She'd be like, it's his fault. She's like, it takes two to tango. Anyway, whatever. The point is that you do have a part in why the demise of the relationship. So the people who are just blaming my crazy ex-wife or my crazy ex-husband and they haven't looked at what their part is, I think that's such an important key is to like really go deep and be like, okay, well, maybe I could have been more loving or spent more time at home or made more of an effort, right?
I find that when I'm dating, no matter what I do, actually, it's like if I'm in a good place and I'm not like focused on negative things, things will just flow. Like I'm saying things to women, I'm like, whoa, where'd that line come from?
Exactly.
Like, not that it's a line, but like, you know, it's all natural.
You got to just get out of all that negative. So maybe you're not ready to date yet if you're still in anger, hate mode. And so by writing it down can help, or therapy can help. Okay, so you talk a lot about the do's and don'ts of online dating.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this goes into some of the things you do, like setting up profiles and your profile photos. I've signed up as women just to like kind of do research and kind of have fun and see what happens. And you see a lot of pretty lame photos online.
I agree. My friend – okay, so I was out with my friend the other night, and she's like, oh, my God, my brother is dating online in OkCupid. And he came to me and said – he said to me, Shelley, can you look at my profile and tell me what is wrong? I am sending out all these emails to women and nobody is answering me. Like I'm not, and she's like, well, let me take a look at it. Let me take a look at your picture. It's a picture of him dressed as a zombie for Halloween with blood coming down his face, and he thought that would be funny.
Funny is huge. I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to be funny when you're on your profile, when you're posting photos, but you know,
that shouldn't be your main photo.
Yeah. Yeah, put that on the last
one. So anyway, that was like one thing that I was like, oh my God. She's like, thank God he showed me. She's like, that's why he's not getting any responses. Yeah. You're a zombie. He's like, well, I think the right girl would find that. But no, you. So what are the more, we like, OkCupid, we had the founder on a few weeks ago of OkCupid, Sam Yagan, and he was saying there's certain ways that like picture, like they've done like the study how women should be always looking right at the camera and men should be looking away from the camera. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about this?
I have heard of the studies.
Okay,
yeah.
So what do you think about profile pictures? Do you have like a theory?
My theory is like edit them.
What do you mean?
Like light editing, not too crazy, but like get a good photo made, or you know, to have a good photo that you have taken previously, and just do like a little light editing. You could use all kinds of software.
Right.
It's not too big deal. Bring out up the contrast a little bit. Make sure features kind of pop. You know,
right.
Show the musculature in the face.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but when I see you in person, you're like, damn, where's the contrast?
Exactly. There ain't no contrast here.
It's gone.
You don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Definitely don't.
Don't overdo it, but don't underdo it.
They call them the MySpace angles.
I've been on dates where like I had like my phone loaded with her photo because it was I never met her before. Mm-hmm. And she walked in and I was like, is that you?
Right. Yeah, right. That's sort of best of bummer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't overdo it. Okay. What about the do's and don'ts of a first date?
First date. I would say the first thing to do is to do it during the day if possible, and do something fun like on the weekends. Like you do something fun together, like you got all these like happy chemicals floating, you're like enjoying yourself. And
They say that when you have like adrenaline on the first date, like that's really important. So you could do something kind of fun and maybe adventurous during the day. Like what would you recommend?
This is good because that's why I recommend online dating, is because you can read profiles of the people, of the girls you're looking at. So you see what they're into, and then if you're into the same thing, you can choose or, you know.
Right,
oh, this
like, let's go windsurfing.
Windsurfing, archery, snowboarding, whatever it might be, you know, something that's exciting and fun.
But I've heard also that you shouldn't just say, like, I like skiing and jumping and swimming and running and biking. Like, you should make it more interesting the way you
Absolutely.
Write your profile. So can you do suggestions for that?
Yeah.
How do you not just say that? Like, everyone likes hiking and swimming and running and biking.
Yeah,
I travel. I never
do
this.
I don't want to go hiking with a chick at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say a little prose. Write a little story. Tell a story about something you
did. That's a good idea. Yeah. Write a story and integrate all that stuff into your story. Mm-hmm. Or pick out one of them. Like, this time I was snowboarding and this crazy thing happened. And I saw a bear or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what about, like, So for writing a winning profile, okay, you talk about screening a woman's profile and reading between the lines. I thought that was kind of creepy. No, not creepy, but that's interesting. So, I mean, I think women are like, wow, you're reading between the lines. Like, what are some of the signs? What are the things that you read between a woman's lines?
You know, starting with the photograph, like, you know, does she still look like that? We all want to post that picture that makes us look like we're like in our best shape and doing good things. And then what you write on your profile is your impression of who you think you are. And I think people put their best foot forward. So you have to be careful, and you ask yourself, okay, if half of what I'm reading is true, would I still date this person?
Right. Because usually everyone lie on their dating profile like everyone lies on their resume?
Yeah, of course.
Lying, fudging the truth.
Fudging, not lying.
Yeah.
But you know they say everyone lies, everyone fudges their resume.
Yeah.
So read between the lines and what? What do you mean? Like what if she says, like is there anything like trigger words?
You know... I like pets or like animals. Like she writes that a lot. Well, you know, you might be okay with she has a cat or a dog, but she might be having
cats. She may have 25 cats. She's the crazy cat lady.
Yeah.
I don't – any chick with an animal. I mean like a dog, no way.
Not going to date a woman with a dog.
I would really, really have to like her. But if I'm halfway into her and she has a dog, I'm out.
Why? Because she has to always go home to the dog?
She has to go home to the dog. Dog. We've talked about this many times.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Having a dog.
She can't just take off for the weekend. There's dog hair everywhere. The dog is on me. I love animals, but do I want to deal with animals 24/7 and let them control my life? She might as well just have a kid.
This is why you should date online, right? So you can see that ahead of time. Yeah. Oh, animals, X, done.
Yeah. I can see it in their profile because usually the people that are like animal lovers.
If they're animal obsessed, they get her and her dog. Her and her cat. Cute picture of her and her fluffy kitty. What do you think about that? Pictures with their animals.
Same thing. It's like,
I think you shouldn't put a picture with your animals. Then you never get to date
menace. Yeah, but then people would see that.
I'm not into the, I like kind of bigger dogs.
Yeah.
So if I saw like you with your like German Shepherd or something, I'd be like, yeah.
I have a little dog. I'm going to rule people out. I'm not putting my dog in the profile. Okay, what about the first message? First message to a woman.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, what's up? It's great. That always works.
What up,
what's
yo?
What's up?
So women are getting hundreds of emails.
Hundreds.
Can I take it to Pound Town?
You want to stand out.
You love sharing that story about all the time about how your friend got 45,000 winks and blah, blah, right?
278,000.
Oh, great. You love sharing that story. Tell me what happened to
you. You just said I love sharing it. Why do you want to hear it?
No, but I just...
No, my friend was on Match.com for like 2 years, and it tells you how many people have used your profile. And it was like, she's like, 278,000 people have looked at my profile. Like, that's insane. Like, there's so many... Now that they've all messaged her, she didn't get 278,000. But it's just kind of like us, your ego. You're like, that and that. They didn't contact me. So it's kind of like they look at my picture. They didn't want to contact me. But what about the first message? Like, there are some do's and don'ts. Like, I've heard that you should just be like, you should never comment on a woman's looks.
Don't do that.
Don't be like, hey, you're hot. Well, of course you think she's attractive. That's why you're emailing her. But don't say that. In your first message, say, pick out something interesting from her profile and be like, oh, I was in Nepal as well. And I did this, and that.
Yeah. Or make fun of them about something. They love that.
Start with the subject line because, that's what she's seeing. She might close it, never respond to you. And, so a clever subject line, go to what her interests are. Like if she's into surfing, be like, oh, I was out at Ocean Beach today, need a thigh high. Yeah, something like that.
I had this chick just like fall in love with me over the weekend because there was like all these there was all these guys around, right? And of course they're like all trying to pawn after her. And I just did the thing where she was like saying what her drink was, and she goes, "Oh, I want a vodka soda." The trendy thing to get. I go, "Oh, that's very trendy of you." And she's like, "What do you mean?" I go, "That's just the popular thing to get. That's not very interesting at all." And right there, she didn't talk to anybody else but me the entire time.
I know. You play the dick move, and then she – the dissing.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know.
I don't recommend that.
If you generally have something
– You love talking about that too.
Yeah, I do love talking about it because it always works.
He thinks, like, don't pay attention to the hot woman in the room because everyone's hitting on her. You've heard that before, right? And you should kind of ignore her, and then she's going to come around.
I've heard that.
It works.
I find that sometimes –
Did you bang her?
What, the chick over the weekend?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because she's engaged. I'm not going to try to bang her.
Oh, well, that's why she talked to you, too, because she's engaged.
Why didn't she talk to all the other guys?
Because you were funny-ish. okay, so how do you ensure a second date? You say, like, what about the first date? You go on a first date. Or what about the first date?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, first date during the day, maybe do something fun. But how do you make sure that you get a second date? I mean, you can't make sure.
You can't
but
make
what
sure.
can you do to...
You got to end strong. Is what you got to do.
How do you make a strong ending?
This is all feeling it out. You go on your date, everything's working out. Have a little backup plan, by the way, if it doesn't work out. Like if you know the neighborhood and she doesn't like the restaurant, you didn't know she was vegan or whatever.
Right.
So go to a fun place, have a good time together. And then at the end, end strong. If you're feeling a little bit of like that romantic energy between you. Now this is key because maybe you haven't kissed another woman in like 15, 20 years.
Right. We're going to get into the sex part too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But end strong, kiss. And, maybe you're not feeling there, but it may not go that far.
Yeah.
But just, tell you had a great time and move forward. You're not guaranteed to get a second date.
I know. And then the thing with a kiss, too, like, I know I come off as a dick, but I try to be a gentleman at the same time. And the first date, I don't go in for the kiss, right? But women are such whores these days. They expect the kiss every single first date. And if you don't kiss them on the first date, then there's a problem.
I think if guys try on the first date, they're going to get kissed. I think that a lot of women do kiss on the first date, and I think it's good to go in for it if you're getting the vibes.
Yeah, but if you're nervous about it, then you can make it into a disaster. Like,
right, you do you mind?
Like, oh. Yeah, you do the weird shuffle thing. Is it okay if I kiss you?
Yeah.
Women don't want you to ask them if it's okay to kiss them.
I know.
They want you to be
don't ask.
Never ask.
Exactly, right. And I think that's hot if you just go in for it. Okay, what about sex then and getting back into sex when you've only had sex with one person for a long time? What do you tell people about getting back into sleeping with someone new?
So that's all about building that chemistry on that date. Like, you're sitting there, get a little close, you know, kind of don't have to, like, don't quote the person.
Vibe.
Not creepy, yeah. But, like, get close. And you got to feel it out.
And you
got
to touching. They say touching is really important,
yeah.
Right?
And if
she touches you back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important to build the pheromones and the chemistry to be touched. Mm-hmm. I don't mind if I'm out on a date if a guy touches me unless I'm totally not into him. And then I'm like, check. Let's get out of here. Check, please. Okay, so – and then so they haven't been with anyone else, and then sex. What about like the first time? Like, I would say, like, just like our listener said, she's nervous, then she shouldn't do it yet. She's not ready.
Absolutely.
And just like ease into it. Like, start by kissing. I have a friend who was married for 10 years and she literally waited like 3 months before, like 2 months before kissing a guy, or maybe it was a month before kissing a guy, and like 3 months before sleeping with him. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, the guy stuck around, they ended up being together 2 years, but there is no timeline or rush. You should never feel pressured into sex unless you want to do it. So I would just say, like, be kind to yourself. It is kind of strange being with someone else after you've been with one person for a long time, and just don't, just go easy on yourself. Don't be so hard on your, because it will come back to you. It's like riding a bike.
It's like riding a bike. But for guys, you know, if you're thinking too much and you're too much in your headspace and you're thinking about your ex or whatever negative things, it can have a physical effect. So you have to make sure, like,
how do you get out of that then? Do you, like, tell them, like, meditate?
I meditate. You know, I meditate. When my last breakup, I developed a mantra. I was like, always look forward. And anytime my thoughts strayed from that, I would think,
I do that too. I do that too. When I sit in the past, I'm like, move forward, go forward. Not even just with men, but with everything in life. Like, when I'm obsessing about the problem or whatever, you just got to keep, you got to insert a positive thought. If you're having constant negative thoughts, you just got to, like, make yourself – like, it's like a mantra, or it's, like, say five things positive. Like, when I was little and I would ever complain about something, I would be like, okay. I'd, like, say, Mom, I hate this toy or whatever it is. She'd be like, I need you to say five things positive right now. And then I have to think of five good things. Like, okay, I have a bed to sleep in. I was so annoyed by it, but it's really true. Like, you find yourself so bogged down with negative thoughts all the time that if you just kind of think about the good things in your life, and you can train your mind to, like, catch yourself – because our mind is really hard to control, and that's what we started talking about at the beginning. Like, it's hard to kind of change your negative patterns, but you can. It's doable. We can do it.
Part of the process is because it's very interactive. So there's a lot of lists you're going to write, not just like writing out the negative and throwing it away, but like there's instructions to write a list about, you know, validating yourself and writing things that are great
about
you.
This is all in your series.
All in the series.
So it's divorcedatingtips.com, and they could download it. They could stream it. Or you can send them a DVD?
It's just streaming.
Okay.
But it's $39.95, which is like the price of 1 month at a dating site. And
that's
for
nothing.
Unlimited use. And you get like technical aspects too. Like, I'll show you on videos how to actually log in, set up profiles.
Oh, that's really
like
good
that.
For people who haven't been online or dated online for a while. So you walk them through the entire, like, everything we've talked about, you walk them through
it. And I have a little gift for your audience.
Oh.
If you go to the second page and you type dating into the coupon code, you get a nice discount on it.
Oh, dating, you get a discount.
Nice.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much, David. I think this is really going to help people who are divorced, and for men and women, right? I mean, it's for men, but
I
know
men
have different issues than women, but overall, getting back in the dating pool.
It's a little bit harder for a guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think you're doing a good service for men out there. DivorceDatingTips.com. David, thank you so much for being here on Sex with Emily. Menace, anything else you'd like to add to this information here?
No, just
to this life?
Just download Stitcher.
Download Stitcher.
Oh, and listen to the show and stream it for free.
And something else that you have to do is go to Good Vibrations. You can actually, if you're in the Bay Area, you can walk into a Good Vibrations store, and they're awesome. They're like very sex positive. They help you with they will help you with anything. You can go in there with any problem, any issue you have sexually speaking. You know, like, I want a vibrator for this, or I want to tie up my boyfriend or my girlfriend, and they've got everything there for you. And their friendly staff can walk you through it. But you can also, they have an amazing online site, which is goodvibes.com. And they're giving an amazing offer that if you use coupon code GVEmily15, you get 15% off anything in Good Vibrations. And they only sell the very best stuff. So check them out as well.
Cool. You have the coupon code up at sexwithemily.com.
It's up at sexwithemily.com too. Right. Just go to sexwithemily.com and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily. So thanks everyone for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.